Our thought this morning is a little further, and y'all pray for us that we'll be able to bring us out in the way. My heart is towards you today if you're lost. And, I want to try to talk about prayer. Anytime I try to look at prayer and study upon that and pray about it and preach on it, I always seem like I go back to the Lord. It's no better example of praying than Him. The Bible, James said, an affectional, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I just don't know who you're going to find other than Christ that's going to availeth much. I want to read. Last week we read from the 17th chapter of John and had a whole lot of what to do with his prayer, I believe, at the Garden of Gethsemane. And I want to read out of the Matthew to do with his prayer and about going a little further. Today, if you're one of those that's went to the altar a time or two, I want to encourage you, just don't give up. Go just a little further. If you've never went, go. You go until you find Him. Just go a little further. At the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus went and he prayed that the Father would move the cup from Him. And I believe Jesus was 100% man and that He was 100% God. He ended up going and He prayed that same prayer three times. He had to be submissive. I want you to know He was submissive, said, "I'll go." And when He left the Father and He come down and He was willing, He was submissive. But I want you to know that was when He completely surrendered, was there at the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew exactly. He knew what He was going to suffer. He knew the death He was going to die. He knew that He that know no sin was going to become sin for all of mankind. He knew He was going to feel all of that. And I want you to realize He went three times and He prayed to the Father. "Father, if it be Thy will, remove this cup from me." He knew what He was going to drink of in that hour. He knew His hour had come. But I want you to know today, he kept going until He become completely submissive. And I want you to realize, for you to ever be saved, you're going to have to become completely submissive to the Father. And you don't need to quit going until you get there. And I believe how He kept going until three showed completion. I believe that. But I believe when He come completely submissive to the Father, that's when He knew He had the peace with what He had to do. And I want you to realize it's nothing like having peace with the Father. And so I want to read to you this, and I want to read from Matthew 26. "And then cometh Jesus with them to a place called Gethsemane." And this is the 36th verse of the 26th chapter of Matthew. "And He saith to the disciples, set ye here while I go pray yonder. And He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy." Before He ever got there, He was done burdened down. "And He said, then saith unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And He went a little farther, and He fell on His face, and He prayed, said, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou will. And He cometh to His disciples, and He findeth them asleep, and He saith unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And He went again the second time, and He prayed, said, oh, Father, get this cup, I may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, and their eyes were heavy, and he left them and went away again, and he prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith to them, sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand that the Son of Man be betrayed into the hands of sinners. And with the mistakes we made reading, that's down to the 45th verse. And but he told them, he said in the 39th verse, he said he went a little farther and saying and fell on his face. And sometimes we just have to go just a little bit further. Over in Luke's gospel over there, you'll read about it over there, and it said he went a stone cast away. I don't know, I look and look. John Gill says that's 50 or 60 foot away. That's not very far. I can take my bow and at 20 yards I can shoot a group about like that right there. So I want you to know that's probably about from me to Matt right there. I'd say that's about 20 yards. So he was too far away from them, but it seemed like he needed to just get away, just go a little farther. And sometimes it's that way. Sometimes we need, he told them in Matthew 6:6, he said, enter into your clothes. And I don't believe in no means that means going off by yourself and being ashamed of praying in front of people or praying out loud. But sometimes we just have to get ourselves in a shape where it's just between us and God. And when we can get that place where we're willing to go just a little further, just go just a little further on down the road, just go to the place you have to get to where you can talk to the Father. Oh, there's been so many times other morning that I can't help it, but I've got to talk about this just a little bit. Megan brought Harvey to us like always the day before, just a little snotty nose, not that sick or anything, nothing about a cough every once in a while. I picked that little baby up and I seen he was struggling. I could tell, and his belly started going in and out, and I was packing him around, holding him up because he couldn't breathe when he's down. And I could feel his back. And I began to try to pray because I could feel the crunchiness in his lungs. And I began to try to pray. Couldn't get there. She called her. She comes to get you. We take him to the doctor. And we go a little further. All the way down there, I'm praying, talking to God, praying without ceasing, realizing we needed God. I don't ever go with him to the doctor, but I knew we was going to go farther that day. I knew that baby was really sick. So we get down there and I pray. I even try to call and talk to Mary a little while, hoping my mind can get off of it. I knew my baby was sick. They come out and they said, we got to get him to Vanderbilt. We head down there. I'm trying my best to pray. Listen to me, children, be willing to go a little further. I'm trying to get there. I still can't get there. All day we sit in that waiting room and him getting worse by the minute. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. How she grew worse and he did too. I'm still trying to pray, can't get there. I'm trying my best. My wife is sitting over squalling and bawling. I can't get where I need to be. Finally, we go out there to the car and get away from everything just for a little while. And I call out and it wouldn't. I promise you, I don't believe I prayed a minute. And honey, please come in. I want you to know, he let me know I've got this. You've got to be willing to keep going. The example is our Lord and Savior there. He never gave up. He kept going and talking to the Father until he got peace with the situation. And that's what I had to have. When I got saved, I had died. I got up from my, I tried. I went down after night, time after time, revival after revival. Tried my best to get saved. But I never was surrendered to him and his will. That night I got saved, I went by the stone cast from where I was to where I ended up, about 50 or 60 foot back there. And I called upon the name of the Lord, and guess what I found back there? I found peace. When I finally got ready to be submissive, surrender it all over to him. Listen, that's what you've got to do if you're ever going to be saved. You're going to have to give it to God. That's where it's at. If you've tried and you've never got there, listen to me. Don't go give up. Go a little farther. Enter into that closet. Get to a place where I want you to know they wasn't that far from him. But honey, he had to get away from everything. It's between you and the Father. It's nobody else can help you. We can pray. We can do everything we can. But when it boils down to it, it's between you and God. Amen. And Luke's gospel and the 9th chapter and 18th verse. He was in Matthew's gospel. It talks about being in Capernaum. When they asked him, who do men say that I am? Here in Luke, in the 9th chapter and 18th verse, and it came to pass, he was alone praying. Listen to what it says. Listen, pay attention to this. And it came to pass, he was alone praying. But listen what it says next. And his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? I want you to know. And you say, well, how could that be? It said he was alone praying, but his disciples were with him. I want you to know they was with him. He talked to them there. He asked them a question, them right beside him. I want you to know, when it comes between you and God, you're alone. It ain't nobody can help you. He was there praying to the Father. He was alone. It was him and God. They was right there the night I got saved. Brother Raymond and Brother Bobby Hale was standing right behind me. I never knew they was in the world. I was alone. It was between me and God. That's where it gets. It's just between you and the Father. And you have to keep going a little further. And to keep up. I ain't saying, honey, you can be saved. The first time my wife got saved within 15 minutes, the first time she realized she's lost, you can be saved right then. But if you don't get saved, be willing to go further. Don't give up. He had to have that peace, that assurance from the Father. He had to have that. So he kept going back again and again and again. Till he finally becomes completely submissive. Thy will. I heard somebody say it the other day. It was one of y'all said, that's the hardest prayer to pray. Thy will be done. Y'all heard me talk about little Harvey and how he's got me wrapped around his little finger, and I mean literally. I'll pick him up and he'll go, He don't even say nothing, just, And he'll take that finger and then I say, where you want to go? Where you want to go? And well, here we go. He always wants to go outside. We go get in the truck. He drives the truck. Then he drives the car. We go out there and we'll look at old Bill Woodstone. Then we go here and we go there. And when I finally got to the place, I've not told my wife or nobody else this. Didn't know if I ever would, but I got to now. When I finally got out there in that car and got away from everything, you know what I saw in my mind? I said, where do you want to go? And that little fella. And then I started praying, oh, Father. Oh, Father. Let me tell my grandchildren about where I want them to go. The same place your mom wants you to go. She don't want you to just come to Ohio. She wants you to come be with her at home.
Amen.
Say, that's what this is about. It's going a little further. It ain't just nearly getting there. It ain't making an effort. It ain't making a start. And yes, it's good to make one. But you got to keep a going until you get there. I crawled out of that car the other day before we went down. Got in that car. There's a little old lady sitting there at the emergency room. Station giving you those stickers and everything. She looked at us and she said, sir, are you all right? And we just found out they was taking her to critical care. And I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. And she said, can I pray for you? And I said, yes, ma'am, you sure can. And she come hugged me and my wife. And she said, I'll not forget you. I said, please don't. She said, I'll be watching for you. The last day was there, I went to leave, and she was on the field floor up there where I see you. And she was there doing the same thing. I come by, and I waved at her, and here she come. That little fragile lady come up there, and she said, she hugged me, and she told my wife, how easy. And my wife goes to tell her, and she praise God. I want you to know we had a little meat right under with that little old woman. She said, I'm going to keep praying for your grandbaby. And I said, please do. I'm going to pray for y'all people walking by like y'all. These people are crazy. I don't care.
Amen.
Go a little farther.
Yeah.
You keep on searching him out till you find him. You keep on praying till you get that peace. You have to go a little further, go a little further.
Amen. Amen.
But you get that assurance. Yep. You know that you've been saved. You enter in your closet. I ain't talking about going back there and getting to that changing room back there. I'm talking about getting to a place where it looks like it said Jesus was there praying alone. But his disciples were with him.
Yep.
I believe they were sitting right there beside him. But he was alone.
Yep.
He was talking to the Father. Every time I've ever talked to him, every time I've ever talked to him, it's come down to just me and him.
Amen.
It's come down to me needing him in such a way. It ain't changed from the first time I talked to him. And every time since I was a 14-year-old boy, when he lets me know it's all right, peace like a river, just rose come flowing in your old soul, and you know it's going to be okay. I mean, you can know about it. It ain't something between you and nobody other man. It's between you and God, and Jesus Christ praying on your behalf as our mediator. Who else would you want praying for you? But you got to be willing to go a little further. You can't just give up. You can't just get satisfied. I've tried. I've heard people say, well, I just can't get saved. You won't get saved with that attitude. There ain't no faith in that. You got to believe. You got to approach him believing. And when you come to him, believe it, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And honey, I want you to know when you come in faith, without faith it's impossible to please him. So if you think that you're too good or you don't need to go a little further, I want you to look at our example, the Son of God.
Amen.
He kept going back. He had peace. He had surrendered to the complete will of God, the Father. He said, his hour has now come. Different times, he never was once worried about them taking his life. Not one bit, because he knew his hour hadn't come. But he knew now his hour had come. And he was willing not for them to take his life, but for him to give his life. So he prayed, and I want you to know how he prayed. People think that you can just go down and not be concerned about it. I ain't saying you got to pour out tears. You got to call out loud. But I want you to know you're going to need to be in trouble. He was in trouble. He was in so much trouble, his sweat become his blood. He was brought down. It said he fell on his face when he got there. He was troubled before he got there, and he went a little further. And I believe part of it was showing humility to the Father, but part of it, he couldn't go any further. He fell down on his face, and he began to talk to the Father. Father, oh Father, if it be thy will, let this cup remove from me. But if not, Father, if not, thy will be done. David said, I want you to think about this a minute. He took your cup. Everything you deserved, he took and he drank it. And David said, I'll take the cup of salvation and I'll pay my vows in the presence of all his people. We drunk of his cup and he drunk of yours. Everything that we deserve, he took it. Where we could be with the Father. So if you've tried and you ain't got there, go just a little further. Keep it going until you get there. If you've never tried before, you never took that first step towards you. I'm just that prodigal son. I think about him all the time. He came to himself. He realized where he was, what he was. And he went back to the Father when he made his way towards the Father. Guess what the Father done? He made his way towards him. Oh, and he fell in his arms. He kissed him. You've got to make a step towards the Father. Go a little further towards the Father. And he will reach down and get you. Don't give up. The worst thing you could ever do is give up and get to thinking you can't be saved. I used to go up to jail and I'd talk to men up there and they'd tell me all the time, women too. They'd say, I've been too mean to get saved. Ain't nobody ever been in no kind of condition the Lord couldn't save them. You got to want it. You got to want it more than anything. When he prayed in the 17th chapter of John, there in the Garden of Gethsemane, he told us a little more about his prayer, and he said, return unto me the glory that I once had with you. I was a little boy. I'd go to church. Well, Mama and Daddy, we'd go to church, and they'd preach, or I mean, preach hell, fire, and brimstone, and it didn't bother me one bit. Man, the Father had just a good little relationship. Like some of these little ones just wander around, and no worries, no troubles in the world. And then one day, one night, it all changed. There was trouble beginning to set up in. And it wasn't fun and games no more. It was all different. And I began to try to pray and seek the Lord. Different times I think I ain't going to get saved. I don't know why I'm even doing this. Everybody else is getting saved. Why ain't I getting saved? And finally one night, I went by the stone cast away. Fell down on my face, and I did. I just fell down. Flat out there. I wanted him more than I wanted anything.
Amen.
I tell you, the other day down here in Vanderbilt parking lot, I needed him more than I needed anything. I needed to hear from him more than I needed to hear. I called Sister Leanne. I talked to Sister Ashley. I talked to different ones. I called Mary. I looked for anybody I thought could tell me it was going to be okay. They couldn't tell me it's going to be okay. I believe they wanted to say, don't worry about it, Brother Jill. God's got him. It's going to be okay. Hey, and they tell me he's at the best place he can be. But they couldn't give me peace. But right down yonder, I'd take you to the spot. The parking spot we sat in. It was on a Tuesday. I didn't get saved again. I promise you that. But I got peace.
Amen.
I'm thankful for every time since I got peace the first time.
Yeah.
That I went to him and I needed him more than I needed anything else. Even that little boy. I needed him.
Amen.
I need to have peace with him. Father, if you're going to take him, let me have peace with him. When you get to that point, when you want salvation more than you want anything else, when you want to go back to the Father just like Jesus did, he knew what he was going to suffer. He knew what he was going to feel. He knew the death. But he wanted that with the Father as it was more than anything else. When you want that more than anything else, and you're willing to go a little further, you'll get it.
Amen.
This may have not made a bit of sense to nobody, but it sure did to me. I'm thankful today to know if we want him, he's right there. His ear is not dulled, his arm is not shortened.
Amen.
It ain't a bit different than it was for the prodigal son. It ain't a bit different tonight that you got saved. It ain't a bit different than it's ever been. He's not changed. Lost friend, today, if you really want him, if you want to know that you've been born again, if you want peace with God, this altar will not save you. But be willing to go just a little farther. You may be sitting back there about a stone cast away. You may be sitting up here in front, but make an effort towards God. As we stand, have a song. I'm going to give an altar call. If you're here today and you're lost, my prayer is that you'd seek the Lord and be saved. You'd find that peace. Surrender to him today. Surrender to him today.